Now, I want you to look at your piece of paper that you wrote your goal on earlier. And now, since we did that guided visualization, is there anything more that you'd like to write down that you would like to manifest in the next year? Anything that you'd like to create? If so, I want you to add to that list. And if not, then just hold on for a moment. And now, once you've completed your list, I want you to tear off that paper and we're going to do something with it. And it can be a big paper. We're not burning it, so it doesn't have to be a little paper. We're going to do a technique that we actually use a lot in Reiki, or I use it a lot in Reiki. When we learn Reiki techniques, like hands-on Reiki techniques, a lot of focus is on doing Reiki on yourself, on your body, or on another person. And this is a technique that is meant to assist you with your goals. So even if you don't know Reiki, that's okay. But as you progress through the create modules, and some of you have already taken all the Reiki classes previously. So use whatever level you know how. If you're a Reiki master, then you can use all of your symbols that you know how to use. If you haven't been attuned to, if you haven't started the Reiki 1 segment yet, that's okay, because everybody has the ability to channel energy through their hands. In fact, I think on my dinner break, I posted a picture and a little blurb on Facebook about the energy that comes off of your hands, because I was thinking about class tonight. So you actually, no matter if you've been attuned to Reiki or not, you have a chakra in the palm of each hand, and you can actually send energy out those hands. So that's why you're actually born a natural healer, whether you take Reiki or not. When you learn how to do Reiki, then that is a structured system that helps you learn. It helps you to hone those skills even more. So anyway, whether you've learned Reiki or not, you have the ability to send energy out of your hands. So we're actually going to use that today to send energy to these goals that we have written down. This is similar to something that we did last month where we sent healing energy to our past, to our childhood, and now we're sending energy to our future self. When I was thinking about sending energy to our future, this topic, sending healing to our future self, I thought, how far forward do we want to go? Do we want to go like years, sending healing way down the road? And I thought, no, it's December. Let's work on sending healing to our future self in the next year. So we're going to take that piece of paper. We're going to fold it up. And you can look at it before you fold it, really get clear on what's there. And then I want you to put it in the palm of your hand and then put your hands together. So your hands can either be sideways or lined up so that you're in kind of a prayer position. I like to have a little bit of space between my hands instead of pushing the hands flat. So I like to have a little bit of space so the hands are actually slightly cupped. That way, you're really generating a lot of energy between your hands. Now, here's another tip, and I decided to share this with you whether you have done the Reiki Level 2 segment or not. This is okay. There's three symbols that you learn in Reiki Level 2, and one of them is the symbol that activates distant healing. It allows you to send healing to the past, to the future, to these goals that you're wanting to send healing to. And so I'm sharing the name of the symbol, but I haven't shared the actual symbol. So we're going to just use the name today. And once you're attuned to Reiki, when you get to that segment online, you'll actually be able to see pictures of the symbol, and you can practice drawing it and using it. And I take you through an activity online that you can use for activating goals. But for today, we are going to say the name of the symbol, and we're just going to chant it kind of like a mantra. Like if you've heard of meditating and thinking peace, peace, or love over and over and over again, we're going to use this word as a mantra. And it's a long word. It has several, one, two, three, it has five syllables. So the first syllable is hon, sha, second symbol, third symbol is ze, and then sho, nen. So I want you to repeat after me. I'll say each symbol, each syllable. Hon, sha, ze, so that's a z, ze, sho, nen. Now I'm going to say it all the way together, and I want you to say it all the way together after me. Hon, sha, ze, sho, nen. Yes. Now, just keep in mind that this symbol will have much more power for you after you receive your Reiki Level 2 attunement. But nevertheless, we are still calling on the power of this word. This is a word in Japanese that has been used in Reiki for many, many years. And so the collective energy in this word is all about sending distant healing. So this is just an extra tool that you can, that we're adding today. Because the truth is that even if you didn't have this word, this mantra, and you were just sending energy through your hands, that is a powerful, active way to send energy to these future goals. We're going to add this extra tool. So as you're holding the paper in your hands, and you're intending, if you've been attuned to Reiki, you're sending Reiki. If you haven't been attuned to Reiki, you're just sending energy through your hands. And you are repeating this mantra in your mind. Hon sha ze sho nen. 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 Hon shaze shonan. Hon shaze shonan. Think about your goals as you repeat this symbol. Remember, you don't have to know how you're going to achieve those things, just that you are sending energy and healing to your future self. Imagine as you're sending energy to this, these goals, to this piece of paper, imagine a timeline going forward in front of you into the next year. And as you're sending healing to this paper, as you're sending energy to the goals on this paper, energy is also rippling forward on the timeline. And you can see that the things that you need to fall into place are going to fall into place. That the people that you need to meet are going to be at the right place to meet you. The situations will line up the way that they need to. As this energy that you're sending is rippling forward into the future, all of these things are lining up. Now you can really depend on divine timing and trusting. Instead of worrying and having to control, you now know that you can release these goals. You don't have to focus on them 24 hours a day. Because you've already sent that energy out into the universe, you can now trust that these things are coming into fruition. You can once a day or once a week pick up this piece of paper and send some more energy to it for a few minutes, but that's all that's needed. Just reactivate those goals and then set it and then forget it. You send energy to those goals and then set that paper down somewhere in a safe place and just know that everything is working out. Yes. Okay, take a nice deep breath. And you can now release those intentions. You can set your paper down. And as you do so, I want you to repeat after me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. I didn't hear you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. That part is important because you're acknowledging that these intentions that you have are already going into action. They're already happening. And so you're sending gratitude. You're acknowledging, yes, I believe this is unfolding for me. It might take time. It might take time for these things to unfold, but they will unfold in the perfect timing. Before we finish this segment, I want to give you an example, a smaller example of a time when I realized that there was something in my life that was a little bit out of alignment and that there was something that I needed to do. There was something that I really wanted to do in my weekly lifestyle that I wasn't doing, and I simply literally did not have time. What I really wanted, what I really longed for, was to have at least a whole entire afternoon, if not a whole most of a day, like 6 hours, out in nature, just relaxing, not having to do yard work outside, but like just reading a book or something. Like, I longed for that. I really wanted it. Now, for some people, that might sound like torture because they're just not outdoor people. Everybody has different things that they really long for. And I was really wanting that, and I was needing it. My health was needing it, and it's what makes me happy. Well, my work schedule was just like so busy. And on my day off, I barely had enough time to get my laundry done and go visit my sister in the nursing home and go grocery shopping and clean the house. And there was no way. And I was working till late at night every night. And I could have said, well, that's just an impossible goal. I mean, I can't fit it in. So, oh, well. Well, I didn't do that. I decided that it was really important to me. And I really wanted to, I'm just a very resourceful thinker. If there's something that I really want to do, instead of just giving up, I think, how can I make this happen? So, and by the way, I didn't tell a lot of people about my goal because I can tell you what a lot of people would say. They would say, must be nice that you can take time a whole day to go sit in nature. Who do you think you are? Meh, 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 meh. I mean, I've heard that kind of garbage plenty of times when I've tried to tell people things like that, right? And so I knew, like, I'm not going to tell hardly anybody that this is private, you know, because people don't understand. They're just in their negative hole. And so I worked on this goal and I said, okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to slow down my work schedule because I need my schedule to be how it is because I'm just paying my bills. Like, I don't have the freedom to just like cancel 5 clients a week because I have to have that to pay my rent. Like, so it looked impossible, right? Well, I kept getting resourceful and I kept, I was like, I looked at how things were set up in my business, and I'm like, well, okay, I could do this a little different. I could do that a little different. And mainly, I just got resourceful. And so with my resourcefulness, it took me 6 months. So it didn't happen right away. I didn't just say, I'm going to put this on a vision board. I'm going to put these pictures on a vision board, and I'm going to create time and nature, and I'm just going to magically create it tomorrow. Well, no, that wasn't what happened, although things can manifest right away sometimes. For me, I had to just be really clear about what I wanted to create. I had to continue to be resourceful, and I had to consistently work on changing my lifestyle because my lifestyle was too draining for me. I was starting to get sick, and I knew I needed more nature time to help me ground with all the energy work that I was doing. So I kept getting resourceful. I made little changes at a time and little changes and little changes. And then by the time June, May and June rolled around, the first thing that I did was in April, I went on a little retreat that's 45 minutes away. I spent one whole day and an evening out at this place that my friend has. And then I did that again in May. And by June, I was able to once a week, I was able to take a longer weekend, like a normal person's weekend, not a one day, but 2 days and a Friday night I was able to do. And so one of those days I would spend outside. And some of you may have seen the Facebook post where I'd post a picture and I'd be like, I just spent 6 hours outside. By the time I would come home, I would go out there feeling really tired because it was the first day of my weekend. Be like, oh my God, I'm so sleepy. Even though I slept in, I'm just tired. I'm depleted. I would spend 6 hours outside. By the time I came home, I was like, wow, I feel amazing. See, my inner wisdom knew what I needed in order to feel better health-wise. And I listened to that. And I listened to what my heart was calling me to do, and I was resourceful. So it took 6 months to create it, but I created it. So that's my little story about not giving up. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, now it's time for us to set our intentions for the month.